inflation is on the way down, but will rising commodity prices put a spanner in the works? Will small caps continue to perform? We look at a coal play with company directors buying shares, and should you be looking at investing in the drone industry? You have arrived at the Chris Cohen Associates Finance and Investing Podcast with your host, Chris Cohen, a Wanaka-based investment advisor and avid share market investor. Starting with inflation, and while we are seeing declining prices of goods and services in many countries, the commodities that are used extensively throughout economies are rising in price. And this could put a spanner in the works, just as central banks are considering lowering interest rates as inflation gets close to Reserve Bank target bands. Everyone is talking about the coca price, which has gone parabolic on lower crop yields due to heavy rains, diseases, and aging trees in major producers Ivory Coast and Ghana, affecting 60% of the world's supply. But there are other soft commodities such as coffee that have risen substantially in the second half of last year. And the coffee prices just spiked on news. The Vietnam Coffee Association expects a 20% decline in production for the coming year due to drought conditions. Copper, which has many industrial applications, could break out in price on lower inventories. Oil, another important commodity, continues to rise on supply issues from drone strikes on refineries in Russia, plus Middle East tensions as Israel widens its war by attacking Iran, and the expectation that OPEC plus nations will not lift output. The oil price is forming a nice U-shape for the technical traders out there. On to another risk to falling inflation is shipping costs increasing as the Panama Canal processes fewer ships due to lower water levels from droughts. The Panama Canal uses the rising and dropping of water levels to move ships through. There are also the ongoing tensions in the Red Sea as the Houthi rebels target ships because Israel continues its genocide of Palestinians. 12% of global trade moves through the Red Sea. Moving on to small caps, which pleasingly for us have been performing well after languishing behind large caps for the last few years on rapid rate rises and investors turning to larger, more defensive companies. On the other hand, as economies recover, small caps usually outpace larger companies. Our recommended share portfolio is made up of around 70% of small caps, and the remaining 30% is mid caps, and there's one large cap thrown in there for good measure. You can sign up for a free trial in the podcast notes. Institutional money is increasingly taking notice, which could give small caps more of a boost in future. We have seen our more defensive small cap dividend paying industrials do well recently, and this could continue, especially if rates start to come down and the Australian economy improves. Maybe a bit early for small cap investors to get excited though, as there is still caution around the economic outlook. Either way, we're seeing value in this area. The Russell 2000 Small Cap Index in the US has also broken out of a sideways trading range, although it is a long way behind the S&P 500. But that is due to the performance of the Magnificent Seven group of big tech stocks such as Apple, Google, and Facebook, etc. If this very crowded trade starts to unwind, we may see a rotation into the smaller end of the market. Turning to a large cap ASX coal play, and New Hope Coal, code ASX NHC, is primarily a coal business with interests in port infrastructure and agriculture also. New Hope has had director buying from a number of directors. Chairman Robert and Tom Milner bought 470,000 worth on market, and Luca Stocker bought 47,000 worth on the lower share price. This reminds me of an interview with Robert Milner, who is a respected investor with Washington Soul Pats, which is an investment house, who, when asked about valuation, basically just said he adds to positions in good cash flow generating companies when there is some reason investors are selling down or the share market is depressed and the prices are cheaper. While this may seem simple, he is not wrong. As you can see from the chart of New Hope, the price is currently down, in large part for lower coal demand from China. Longer term, India, with its rapidly growing population, should bolster demand. New Hope's revenue and profits for the half year to December 31 were down 46 and 62% respectively. New Hope trades on a single digit PE of 6, has low debt and pays a dividend yield of 8.5%. We have New Hope on the watch list and have exposure to coal through other coal players. Moving from an old industry to a new one, and drones are becoming more common in industries ranging from warfare, agriculture, construction, transport and logistics. They can also help out with things like fighting bushfires and with rescue operations. Drones are flying further and getting smaller. I don't invest in the weapons industry, but drones will help companies that I'm invested in, no doubt. It's hard to know how new technology will progress and play out, but drones will definitely require minerals and components, minerals for batteries and chips and components. You could look at this as an extension of the Internet of Things theme, where there will be more battery-powered devices that will often be connected to the Internet. And this will require, apart from batteries and components, more data storage and power. One company that's on our radar is ASX-listed DroneShield, code ASX-DRO, which provides military anti-drone equipment to combat flying drones and other unmanned vehicles. They provide drone guns that jam radio signals of the drones and have equipment to protect and detect drones from a base of operations. It's a small company with a market cap of $418 million that made its first profit in 2023. DroneShield recently inked a contract worth $4.3 million with the US government for repeat orders for the handheld C-UAS systems, which are the drone signal jamming guns that can be used by soldiers. There have been three directors selling shares on the recent price rise earlier in March. Each sale represented about half their total holdings. The share prices run hard as investors start to take notice, with the war in Ukraine being the first war to extensively be fought using drones. The company trades on a PE of around 40. We will keep it on the watch list for now. Well, that's it for today, and we will broadcast again next Wednesday. Take care, and remember, you don't need to be an expert in investing, but you need to know enough to ensure you're with the right people and are invested appropriately.